And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, Yuki Takes the Stand. One of the most sensational court trials in the history of jurisprudence in the city of Cincinnati, Ohio, took place back in those days when Yuki Butcha decided to sue the city for $1,000. Yuki had been missing for some time. There was a $1,000 reward posted, and when Yuki turned up, he turned himself in and claimed the reward, but they wouldn't give him the money, and so Yuki took the matter to court. Today, he's acting as his own lawyer.
Now, you say your name is Big John, hey? Well, tell me this, Big John. Why don't they call you Little John?
Well, I don't exactly know.
Uh-huh. So I thought. You don't know, hey? Isn't that rather odd? Surely you know why you have the name you have. Why do they call you Big John? Why don't they call you Little John? I'll tell you why. Everybody calls you Big John because you're bigger than you are little. That's why.
I guess you're right.
Now, Big John, tell the court what is your occupation.
Why, I'm a mimeograph operator. I operate the mimeograph machine down at the family radio station.
Is that right? Tell me, was there or was there not a reward of $1,000 offered by the city for the return of one Yuki Butcha?
There was.
That is all. You may return to your seat, beg your Little John, as the case may be.
All right, thank you. Well, I certainly don't see what he's getting at. Well, we shall soon see. Move over, Sparky, and let me sit down here.
Poor Big John. What's Yuki going to do now?
I don't know. Just have to wait and see.
Now, Mayor, Your Honor, I'd like to call my next witness to the stand. I am now going to question Yuki Butcha.
Hey, did you hear that? Yuki's calling himself to the witness stand. He's going to ask himself questions.
Sparky, be quiet. You're not supposed to shout out like that in the courtroom. Now sit down there and behave yourself.
Mayor Fluffrut doesn't look like he knows what to do about Yuki calling himself to the witness stand.
Well, I must say, Yuki has certainly thrown this court into confusion. Say the least.
He sure has. Look at him. He's sitting up there in the witness stand with his arms folded across his chest, and he's waiting for the mayor to make up his mind.
Well, it looks like the mayor has made some sort of decision.
Order in the court. Order in the court.
Hey, do you think the mayor's going to let Yuki call himself to the witness stand, Big John?
I don't know. We'll see. Now, just listen.
Mr. Butcher, allow me to explain to you that the court cannot permit you to call yourself to the witness stand.
Is that so, and why not, may I ask?
Well, it's just because you can't. It's unprecedented.
I object, Your Honor. I will not be intimidated by this here court.
Mr. Butcher, the court is not trying to intimidate you.
Then why won't you allow me to call my witness, Yuki Butcha, to the stand?
Because you can't. You can't because you're Yuki Butcha.
Of course I'm Yuki Butcha. I've been Yuki Butcha all my life, and I will be Yuki Butcha for the rest of my life.
Well, that's the reason why you can't call Yuki Butcha to the witness stand.
I object, Your Honor. I shall prove to the court that there is no reason why I cannot call Yuki Butcha to the witness stand. Now, just let me refer you to Franklin, Douglas, and Clawwitter's Principles of Law and Court Procedures here.
What's he doing now?
Well, Yuki's picking up one of the law books he brought into court with him, and I suppose he's going to read something out of it to Mayor Plumfront.
Oh, yeah, he's finished pacing through the book. Now he's walking up toward the mayor's judge's
desk. Your Honor, I shall prove to you that a lawyer calling himself to the witness stand is not an unprecedented act. Now, on page 4,362, section 4C, chapter 722, entitled Famous and Unusual Cases of 1879, the case of Clobberhead versus Stutzgold, which took place April 1st, 1879, in the Mushfelder County Courthouse of the state of West Virginia, Thaddeus O. Clobberhead endeavored to recover $5.63 from Lafayette Q. Stutzgold, whom he was accusing of shooting his white-legged prize-winning rooster.
I don't believe I'm familiar with that case, Mr. Butcher.
Well, it's right here on page 4,362 of Franklin Douglas and Clawitter's Principles of Law and Court Procedures. I shall read paragraph 6, line 7, where it says, Lafayette Q. Stutzgold was defending himself in this action and surprised the court by calling himself to the witness stand.
Order! Order in the court!
Now I shall continue to read. Upon cross-examining himself, Lafayette Q. Stutzgold proved beyond a doubt to the court that he did not shoot Thaddeus O. Clobberhead's white-legged prize-winning rooster. The case was dismissed. All right, there you are, Your Honor.
Well, I see. Well, in view of the evidence presented to the court by Mr. Butcher, I believe it would be perfectly permissible for him to call himself to the stand.
Ah, fine. Thank you, Your Honor. Yuki Butcher, take the stand. Fine, I will take the stand, Lawyer Butcher. Excellent, taxi cab driver Butcher. Please raise your right hand. I'm now raising my right hand. Do you swear the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth? Fine, 100% correct. Always make it a practice of telling nothing but the truth whenever I'm in a courthouse, you know.
Hey, look at you, Big John. He answers the questions he's asking himself by sitting in the witness chair, and then when he asks the questions, he jumps up real quick and he stands in front of the chair.
I know, I can see, I can see. Now listen, we want to hear everything that's going on.
Now, Mr. Butcher, I want to ask you just one question. What is your occupation? My occupation is I'm a taxi cab driver, detective, adventurer, professional tiddlywinks player, ex-minor league baseball player, and former student of East Cantankerous Illinois High School, class of 1939. Yeah, fine. Now, Mr. Butcher, allow me to ask you another question. Ah, sure, go ahead, Lawyer Butcher, fire away. Taxicab driver Butcher, tell the court, did you or did you not disappear from the city for a period of 2 weeks just recently? I did. Then, taxicab driver Butcher, was there a reward offered to anyone who found you and turned you in? Well, I guess there was, Lawyer Butcher. There were signs up on every telephone pole in town telling about it. That is correct. Did it say whether or not it made any difference who turned you in? No, I guess it didn't. Just said the police department would pay $1,000 reward for anybody who found Yuki Butcher. That's right. And was Yuki Butcher found, taxi cab driver Butcher? Well, yes, Lawyer Butcher, he was found. Well, tell the court, taxi cab driver Butcher, just who found Yuki Butcher? Why, I did, Lawyer Butcher. And taxi cab driver Butcher, did you collect the reward? No, Lawyer Butcher, I did not. They refused to give it to me. Your Honor, you just heard what the witness said. A reward was offered for the return of Yuki Butcher. The posters did not say whether or not it mattered who turned in Yuki Butcher. Yuki Butcher turned in Yuki Butcher. And Yuki Butcher was not given the reward. I say this here is unlawful. And I demand that my client, namely me, be given the $1,000 reward. And thereon, I rest my case.
Boy, Big John, it sure sounds to me like Yuki should be given the reward. What do you think?
Well, oh, ridiculous as this whole thing is, it sounds like it could be that way.
Order! Order in the court! Mr. Butcher, in view of the evidence presented, it is the decision of this here court that your client be given the $1,000 reward.
Fine.
Hey, did you hear that? Did you hear? Yuki gets the reward.
I heard it.
Wowee! Yuki was his own lawyer and he won his own case. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
tell you, that Yuki Butcher is really something. I wonder what he'll come up with next. He's always coming up with a surprise. When the Widow Dilly was kidnapped, he turned out to be a private eye detective. And then, when he wanted to sue the city, he turned out to be a lawyer. What'll he turn out to be next? Hey, I just happened to think of something. He said he used to be a baseball player in the minor leagues. You know, it's going to be baseball season pretty soon, and the big leagues will be in spring training. I wonder if I could talk Yuki into trying out for one of the big league teams. That's what I'm going to do. Boy, wouldn't it be something to know a big league baseball player in person? I'll have to work on that. I'll see you later, kids. So long.